conversation to something deeper than the weather.
It's a happy birthday wish to the queen of country, Reba McEntire. Had a lot of success on television as well. Reba McEntire has scored 35 country number one singles, 70 million records sold worldwide, and her TV sitcom, Reba. She turned 69 years old today. Happy birthday to Reba McEntire. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program on this Tuesday morning. Austin Bannon with us. He is an employment policy fellow at Americans for Prosperity. You can find him on Twitter at abannon11, a piece in Newsweek that we'll talk about today on what's happening out in Utah. Austin, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Austin was there. Austin is not there presently. Austin will hopefully be there in a moment. This Newsweek piece, How Utah is Protecting Workers Without the Baggage of Unions. You can find it at newsweek.com, just up a couple of days ago. Utah's governor signing a bipartisan portable benefits bill into law. New labor policy, Austin writes, stands to greatly enhance the ability of self-employed Utahns to access health care and other benefits. We'll check with Austin to talk more about that in just a moment. In the meantime, I'll tell you, this portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by WellConnect. WellConnect's a hybrid geothermal system that connects to your existing heating and cooling system. And by using the renewable energy in the well in your yard, WellConnect helps you save up to 70% on your heating and cooling. If you use propane, heating oil, natural gas, even wood, you could save big money on your bills. Find out if the well in your yard should be a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. Learn more at WellConnectGeo.com. That's WellConnectGeo.com. And Austin is back. Austin Bannon, the Employment Policy Fellow at Americans for Prosperity. Austin, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you for having me.
We've had some labor news here in Michigan recently with our right to work being repealed and signed into law by the governor. There's also some employment news that involves employees and health care benefits. What's happening out in Utah?
Yeah, so I'm excited to talk about this. You're right, with Michigan, with the right to work issue. Understandably, there's a lot of tension and disappointment. We've at Americans for Prosperity been very supportive of right to work around the nation. And part of the reason I'm bringing up what's happened in Utah is to contrast it with the PRO Act, the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, that was introduced in Congress again, which, among other things, tries to end right to work at the workplace around the nation. So in Utah, a new bipartisan law, it's strange sometimes to see an employment policy passed with such bipartisan support, but independent contractors in Utah are now going to have access to voluntary portable benefits accounts. There's over 73 million freelancers around America, so you can imagine across each state, a policy like this could drastically impact the workforce. But the problem right now at the federal level and across states is there's typically barriers to individuals acquiring health care and other benefits outside of traditional employment. They either have to try to use the exchange through the government, or they have to have health care that gets cut off when they lose employment at a certain workplace. But here, products are going to be offered outside of the businesses that independent contractors work. And the contractors, based on need, can choose whether they want to create a new health care plan for themselves. And this also includes medical savings accounts, where the savings accounts can be used to pay towards health insurance or other medical expenses. And so now you have benefits that are not tied to a traditional place of employment, but that you can use as you work with many different clients, and that you're not forced into. One of the issues with those who are skeptical of independent contracting is they say these workers are exploited, but then their answer to trying to provide benefits is to create mandatory paths. And then all of a sudden you lose income and you lose the flexibility that drew you towards independent contracting work in the first place.
Right. So is this sort of a different way of addressing the problem that California tried to and sort of failed miserably with addressing those Uber drivers and Lyft drivers and the gig economy? Will this Utah plan address those concerns?
Yeah. So as you're pointing out here, California, their biggest problem is they passed a new independent contractor test into law called an ABC test. And it's the kind where essentially you're guilty before you can prove yourself innocent, as in every worker is assumed to be a traditional employee, and you have to go through a very strict standard of factors to try to prove that you're independent, even if you know you're independent and the people you work with as clients know you're independent. And one thing that they attempted to do in California, and a court recently upheld this largely for the rideshare companies, is to say you can retain your independent contractor status, but we're going to add some new healthcare and wage and other types of insurance mandates. And although that may be an improvement in California, where the livelihoods were under attack altogether, in other places, the answer really, it's so much better if it's voluntary. People who enter into independent contracting, whether it's truckers, which is a huge constituency around the nation, or it can be doctors, it can be yoga instructors, it can be people who work on insurance. It's really actually every job that you can conceive. There's just some people who maybe they have a disability and they can't work regular hours, or it's a working mother who doesn't want to lose her career. But can't actually work the hours in terms of trying to balance family schedules. And so this is a kind of a way where you actually have the flexibility that we think could spread not just to independent contractors in other states and through Congress, but really be sort of a model for healthcare and other benefits reform nationally.
Talking here with Austin Bannon, Employment Policy Fellow at Americans for Prosperity. We've got a little more than a minute here, Austin. I wanted to ask, and I think you alluded to this a little bit, but there's often discussions across the country about disconnecting health insurance from employment, that you can have a health care and you can take it from place to place, and you don't lose it when you change jobs. Is this Utah law a potential way to also go after that issue?
Yes, it really is. This is going to be, you know, largely tied to people who earn 1099 income, which is basically the tax form you fill out if you're working independently and you're not an employee and you sort of handle your own taxes. But there's nothing to say that this the formula here couldn't be applied to everyone. So I think you're right. This is a way to detach your health care from just one employer. And here the idea is that businesses can pay towards a health benefit that you have, if that's how you, as an independent contractor, you want it, or you can put money in towards yourself. So you're not tied to the businesses, as you're mentioning here. And that's just a way where we say flexible work is really the kind of thing Americans have been looking for, not just because of the pandemic and loss of income in some places or stability, but really just a model of where we are as a society. We're not as rigid as we were, you know, half century ago with our jobs.
Austin Bannon, Employment Policy Fellow at Americans for Prosperity. Check out his work and his essay at newsweek.com. Find him on Twitter, too. Thanks for joining the Steve.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Hey. What's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ... We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.